AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel and the U.S. are showing a unified front in the face of growing international anger over Israel's airstrikes on Hamas leaders in Gutter and his intensifying bombardment of Gaza City. In a speech to Americans in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there is an effort to besiege Israel from at least two fronts.
One is China, and the other is Qatar, and they are organizing an attack on Israel's legitimacy in the social media of the Western world and the United States.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Netanyahu and plans to pay a quick trip to Gutter tomorrow. Vice President J.D. Vance hosted the Charlie Kirk Show today, less than a week after Kirk was shot and killed in Utah.
While our side of the aisle certainly has its crazies, it is a statistical fact that most of the lunatics in American politics today are proud members of the far left.
Officials have said suspect Tyler Robinson carried a hatred for Kirk and ascribed to a leftist ideology that had grown in recent years. Former federal prosecutor Maureen Comey, daughter of former FBI director James Comey, is suing the government over her July firing from the Justice Department,
saying it came without cause or notice and was unlawful and unconstitutional. The lawsuit filed Monday in Manhattan federal court, where Comey had earned praise for her handling of major complex prosecutions. She became a rising star in her office for her work on the case against financier Jeffrey Epstein and the recent trial of music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. She's suing for reinstatement along with a declaration that her filing was unlawful and a violation of the separation of powers as described in the Constitution. James Comey was fired as FBI director by President Trump in 2017. Julie Walker, New York.
Tesla helped the markets reach record territory at the close. This is AP News. A big name has been added to the NFL's injury list.
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will undergo surgery on his injured left toe and is expected to be out 3 months, according to an AP source. It marks the 28-year-old Burrow's third major injury in his sixth season since being the top overall pick in the 2020 draft. Burrow has emerged as one of the NFL's top quarterbacks, earning two Pro Bowl selections and two AP Comeback Player of the Year awards. He threw for a career-high 4,918 yards and 43 touchdowns last season. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Competing in Tokyo, 25-year-old Armand Mondo Duplantis broke the pole vault world record for the 14th time to capture his third world championship. Duplantis grew up in Louisiana, but competes for his mother's native Sweden. He cleared his top height on his third and final try, the bar still bouncing, but not falling. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.